I'm going to do a brand new arrangement of a song you might have heard a few years ago by Long John Baldry. Had a great influence on my life. But we'd like to sing a song that we'd like to send out to Long John. A song about my favorite city. Midnight in New Orleans.
Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 194. For February 22nd, 2009.
I just arrived from Memphis. I couldn't find.
The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance.
Well, I moved to Chicago.
And the song you're listening to is Midnight in New Orleans.
American Dream.
By John Lee Sanders. From the album Live at Rock Beach. And I thought one more week we'll put another song in about New Orleans since the Mardi Gras is going on and Fat Tuesday is quickly approaching here this Tuesday. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Thank you for coming aboard and joining the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm glad to have you on board, and I hope you enjoy the show. What the show is all about, we talk about the travel business here. And quite often we interview people, travel professionals from various sections of the travel business. And today is one of those days. We're going to have an interesting gentleman on by the name of Corey Anderchuk. And Corey has some great stuff that he's going to talk about, and some of this may help you in your business, so stay tuned and give a listen. We'd love to have you here. In the meantime, I've got a couple of things I want to do. One is to talk about GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is a sponsor of the show. Actually, it's the only sponsor of the show. You know, quite often we have other products and suppliers on, usually through the interview process that we have here. And those are folks that we just have dealt with and find their products, their services, very interesting and useful, and that's why we have them. But the only advertiser, the only paid advertiser here is GoToMeeting. And if you spend too much time driving or flying to meet clients in person, stop letting travel costs eat away at your bottom line. You know, you can do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. And GoToMeeting is brought to you by Citrix. GoToMeeting lets you launch sales presentations, product demos, or training sessions right from your own computer. It's like meeting in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. Meet from your office, home, or hotel room anytime, anywhere. And you can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. And to take advantage of this special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. And that's podcasts, plural, with an S. So gotomeeting.com/podcasts and sign up for a free trial. Well, and the other thing that I want to do before we get into the co-hosted segment is we've got a couple of pieces of listener email that I'd like to go through. And then at the end of the co-hosted segment, typically I do travel news, but I think we're going to go way too long tonight and I'm going to dispense with the travel news and we're going to focus on the email. These two emails are great emails for people that are just starting out in the business or are interested in starting in the business. So I thought I would put my focus on these emails, and at least one of them I answered in depth here. So if you're just starting out in the travel business, you may want to pay attention. And the first email is from Anna, and Anna says, "Hi Barry, I came across your podcast on Home Base Travel Agent Show. It's a very good show. And I'm interested in starting a home-based travel agent business, and I don't know where to start. Would Kelly Monahan, YTB, or Expedia be a good place to start? I have to start at the very beginning. Any help would be helpful. Thank you, Anna." And I responded, and I said, "Hi, Anna. Kelly Monahan's course is an excellent place to start. You may want to do a Google search on YTB before you consider them. There has been a lot of controversy surrounding YTB in the past few months. Kelly Monahan's course covers all the topics you will need to understand when starting out. Some of the topics are what is a host agency and how do you choose a host agency. Kelly's course will help you learn the language of the travel business. One of his books is a glossary of terms, in fact, and like any profession, the travel business has its share of unique terms and acronyms. I promote Kelly's home-based travel agent course on my webpage. I promote the course because it is an excellent starting point for people interested in the travel business. Now, I do make a small commission when people click on the course from my webpage and purchase the course. The commission is nice, but the content quality of the course is why it is on my webpage. Keep in mind that you have to have a specialty as you consider the travel business. You will not succeed if you are simply selling airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. You must develop a specialty and expertise in one or two areas, such as riverboat cruises, Disney, religious travel, or many, many other types of specialties out there. And those are just three examples of many specialties that you can develop. You know, thank you for listening to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I wish you the best as you begin the journey of starting a business. Barry. Yeah. And the next email I received is from A. Jenkins. And A. Jenkins says, "Hi, Barry. I came across you on the internet. Very good timing. I want to start a home-based travel agent business, and I don't know where to start. I do live in Detroit, Michigan, and I was looking for help in my area, but I couldn't find anything. So I looked online, and I found a few like YTB, Kelly Monahan, and Expedia, and they all seem to be okay, but I'm not sure which one, but do you have some suggestions? How long do you think it will take to study to get the business going, and is it a good business to do right now? Thank you, A. Jenkins." And I responded to AJ. I said, "Hi, AJ. Some of the shows in my archive of podcasts should help you. The entire archive of shows, along with descriptions, are available at www.hometravelagent.net. You can pick and choose the shows you may want that you may find most relevant. We do have several shows about starting a home travel agent business and marketing the business. All the shows are free to download and to listen to. YTB is a multi-level marketing business, MLM. YTB has generated a lot of controversy within the travel business, and they have lost their supplier status with Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. The MLM business may work for some people, but it is not a place where professional travel agents spend their time. Kelly Monahan's course is an excellent place to start to learn about the travel business. I recommend the course because it is an excellent starting point. I purchased the course and devoured it over the course of a week. I suspect most people will not throw themselves at the course like I did. I think a reasonable time to complete the course is a month. The course includes reference material you will continue to use for a long time. I have a link to the course on my webpage at the Home Travel Agent website. I do receive a small commission if you order the course by clicking on the link at my website, but the link is there because the course is an excellent starting point for people interested in the travel business. The reality of the travel business is that it's going to take some time to build an income. You have to first develop some knowledge of the business, then you have to develop clients, which means you have to be good at marketing yourself. People will buy their vacations from you because they know you, like, and trust you. If you have a good service, then your clients will refer you to their friends. And when that happens, your business grows, and it can grow exponentially. Again, the downside of this is that it takes time. Some people can begin growing a business in 6 months to a year. For other people, it may take years to develop a good client base. If you have a lot of connections in your community, you may be someone who can build a business in 6 months to a year. All in all, I wish you the best and hope the Home-Based Travel Agent Show helps you become a part of the travel agent community. Barry. And that's the listener email. And again, I think that's a good email for people that are just starting out or interested in starting a travel agent business. And with that, what I want to do is move right on into the co-hosted segment of the podcast, because as I mentioned, we're going to go a little bit longer than I usually like to go on the show. So what I want to do is fire up the interview with Laureen and Corey Andrechuk. So here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And we have a very exciting and dynamic guest with us tonight. And he's been with us before, and you may recognize the name. The name is Corey Andrechuk. And Laureen is going to talk a little bit more about Corey, and then Corey has some interesting details about a new business that he started, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. But in the meantime, I want Laureen to jump in there and tell us a little bit more about Corey.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Barry. And yes, Corey has been on our show in the past, and he wore another hat, which is really exciting for us to be able to have someone on the show who had a different role in the past and has a new role now. So I'm very excited. Corey has been in the travel business for 36 years. Now, I've had interactions with Corey, and I swear he's got to be like 34. So he just started the industry before he was born, and I wish I could say that because I can't say that, but he can. He has represented well-known cruise lines, which if you listen to the past shows that are archived, you will find out where he has worked in the past, and has achieved many accolades and awards for his salesmanship. I had a really good relationship with him, and he is a very front-runner, forethinker. He had total different spin on things than some of the other reps that I have worked with in the past, and he's going to be bringing this into his new business now, and I'm very excited, and I am proud to introduce Corey as he is now the new president of his new company, Brand U Coaching. So, Corey, tell us a little bit about this new concept that you have. You're very excited about it, and I'm very excited about it, and we wanted to be able to share it with our listeners.
Well, thank you so much for that ever eloquent introduction, Barry, as well. A fantastic pronunciation of my last name, so kudos to you, and it's just great to be back on board here. Welcome to everybody. Your strong listenership is going to hopefully take something away from our conversation today. As my new company, as you guys have introduced me, is very innovative in the marketplace. I'd like to think of it as forward thinking as well, and you know, in appreciation of our time today as well. I've got some introductory offers as a little bit of a conclusion, maybe we can wrap up with. But yeah, my new venture is brand new. And I've just recently taken a step into investing into my dream, really a lifelong goal of owning my own business. Not having the security of a full-time salary job has been difficult, but it's given me the strength and kind of allowed me to look deep inside and grow within. And so I'm just happy to be on board here with you guys to present my vision and really just give you an understanding of how I want to help home-based travel entrepreneurs succeed in their home-based travel business. I've been involved in travel my whole life, and I think that's where my introduction comes from. You know, it's a tongue-in-cheek introduction because you're right, I am actually 36. I just turned 37 3 days ago. So I'm brand new in the industry as far as, I should say, I'm not brand new in the industry, but my dream and my goal is brand new, but I've been in travel for my whole life. And a lot of people say that I grew up in the industry and that I have this lifetime experience because my mom and dad owned a travel agency my whole life. And so I grew up stamping brochures. I grew up escorting groups and building a database and learning all about Sabre and Galileo and the early, you know, databases and customizing databases with client relationship management models and I just got so much out of it, plus the joy of traveling, that you know, I've been able to stay involved and share my love of entrepreneurial spirit with some new clients, and that's so key because, you know, the home-based industry is full of passion, and I think that's why so many home-based travel agents have done so well and established a wonderful name for themselves, growing in the industry and earning the respect from so many well-established suppliers. And I think it's that passion, that entrepreneurial passion, working from home, that makes the difference and contributes to their livelihood. And so I'm kind of sharing that entrepreneurial spirit right now, learning from so many of you on the line, and turning that passion into my own passion and hopefully creating a win-win relationship where I can use my experience and tried, tested, and true business development strategies together with, you know, a positive mental attitude to tailor make some custom solutions for the home-based travel agent. And, you know, we can expand on that, Lorene, as we talk here, but that's really what, you know, Brand U Coaching is all about and my story. And that's, you know, kind of where I've been and where I'm going today.
So tell us a little bit. I know I looked at your website. You showed me your website. I'm very excited about it because it so shows the person that you are. I really think you did a really good job on it in terms of having Corey on the website. When I looked at it, I went, oh, it's so you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the program and why I'm excited about it?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And you know what? It all starts with the branding. And I thought, you know what? In the business of travel, I've always promoted, and I got this from my mom and dad from day one, was that it's all about a relationship. This is an industry more than ever now that is relationship driven. And if you can't sell yourself and communicate that and be yourself and communicate you in an effective and ultimately a profitable manner, then you're not going to really survive. And so I thought that it was really key when I'm putting myself out as a company, as a coaching company, and a very innovative and forward-thinking one in the travel industry, I thought that, you know, it was key that I capture me and my brand, because that's what clients ultimately are buying. They're buying me. They're not buying coaching services. And just like our listeners are on the phone today, you know, a suggestion and a tip in branding is you have to remember, in the selling of travel, your clients aren't buying travel. They're not buying cruise. They're not buying packages to Jamaica or that European vacation. They're buying you. And your branding and your website, your online, offline marketing has to be consistent and has to reflect that. And if you're losing sales to online discounters or the travel agency down the street, I have to say with conviction that you're losing that business, not because of price. You're losing that business because there's no relationship with your client. And that's just bottom line selling. And I guess I just was really... I was really clear on branding myself on my own website before I could help other people brand themselves on their own websites or their online, offline marketing. So that's what, you know, the essence of Brand U Coaching and my coaching company is helping people understand, you know, not only general business characteristics such as branding and salesmanship and creative marketing strategies, a business plan, and work-life balance. Those are some of the foundations of what I do, but it's getting us in the travel industry to understand a little bit more of ourselves. And that's what I really believe business coaching really does. And more specifically, what Brand U Coaching does is it's helping the home-based travel entrepreneur in an innovative and an experienced practical support environment to help them achieve, you know, the productive results that they're looking for. A business coach is a thinking partner. You know, I like to say that I ask the questions and examine ideas that fellow colleagues can't or won't. A business coach is really a business buddy. I help you find some tailored solutions that work for you. So that's a little bit about what Brand U Coaching and what I'm intending to do in the marketplace. And it is a very innovative, I think, forward-thinking concept for the travel industry, because candidly, I think a lot of us have relied on suppliers and other trade associations, industry executives, to help us design our business or work through some marketing strategies. You know, you attend a CLIA event or you go to the Travel Weekly virtual seminar that was held just recently and you learn from there. But how many times have you been to a trade show, taken a 1 or 2 hour, maybe even an all-day seminar, you've taken notes, you've stuffed it into that trade show bag, gone home, never to read or review those notes again. 6 months later, you're wondering, geez, why don't I have a marketing strategy, or why didn't I implement that business idea? And so I guess what I'm coming into the marketplace is this business buddy concept, this travel entrepreneur coaching program that says, I'm on your side, I'm online, I'm here as your thinking partner, and working with you alongside your business online in a webinar format or a one-to-one format as well. So That's a little bit of the vision of what I intend to do, you know, moving forward.
It sounds like it's going to a great. You have such good energy around this, and it sounds like it's going to be very successful. So, can you explain a little bit of what the process is? Do people connect to you via your website? Do they look?
Yeah.
How does this all tie together and work?
Well, that's a great question. Being so new and innovative, I have to rely on talking to industry experts like you to help get my word out, and that's what I appreciate. Again, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. But it's exposing myself through my virtual brochure. BrandYouCoaching.com is my website, the launch pad that goes into detail not only about me and my story, because again, you're buying me and my branding, but it goes into detail about what coaching is all about in general, and is it for you, even to begin with. Again, coaching's not therapy, it's not consulting. You know, in coaching, you as a client, you're not broken, and thus you don't need really fixing. Counseling and therapy, you know, often focused on the past. Coaching is very much focused on what can be done today to move towards a more satisfying future. So, with business coaching, you know, the benefits are so advantageous in the sense that people that engage in stuff like this, in business coaching, can expect really different new perspectives on their businesses. I challenge and make them look at different opportunities. We enhance the thinking and bring different ideas to the table that you might not have chosen or considered in the past. And again, going back to the number of years in the industry, I think effectively rely on the tried and tested business tools. A lot of things have not changed. Again, I want to emphasize the relationship necessity in business and travel. That hasn't changed in 30, 40, 50 years. What has changed is how quickly that information can be sent out and how much you have to be able to adapt as a travel professional, especially owning your own business as a travel entrepreneur. So Brand New Coaching, again, is a company that's going to help you drive your business, and it starts by going to my website, brandyoucoaching.com. And then what I want to get everybody to check into is just go through the website and find out, is coaching for you? And a little bit more about, again, what Brand New Coaching does. I want you to read some of my endorsements that I've worked with, some industry executives within the cruise and travel industry. Check out what I do for you, my link here. And that's basically just taking the time to learn how I can help you. I've created a unique 3-step coaching program that motivates and guides and supports you as a home-based entrepreneur on your business journey. And this program, again, is, like I said, referred to as a 3 steps to success. And I'm really getting a lot of rave reviews and feedback saying, I want to take step 1 and step 2 at the same time. And again, if you go to the website, brandyoucoaching.com, you click on either Getting Started or Sign Up Today, both of those steps will hyperlink you into what those steps entail. And step 1 is real quickly an overview of a 4-week program that I've put together. And it's called the 4 Pillars of Entrepreneurial Success. And what this does is go into detail over a 4-week period. We spend 8 hours in a coaching group environment online in a webinar. And what we do is we spend 2 hours a week over 4 weeks in a webinar environment and discuss 4 specific pillars of entrepreneurial success that I've outlined and really designed to specifically help the home-based entrepreneur. And I've outlined those, again, on my website as pillar 1, branding you, asking you, the home-based entrepreneur, you know, are you for sale? And stressing the importance of how those first impressions count. Are you distinct in your marketplace? Finding out why clients love you and doing business with you. You know, and that's so key, Lorraine, you know, in business is I don't think enough people ask their clients why you know, they do business together. And you and I, you know, shared a little bit at the beginning here why we enjoy working with each other and the energy. You know, that's key that and that clients know and communicate that back to the home-based travel entrepreneur. And it's key that obviously the home-based entrepreneur asks their clients that. Okay, so it's going into detail about branding you and finding out what separates you from the competition. Pillar two is all about business you. It's starting with a vision and going into detail about your goals. You know, thinking about your goals, feeling your goals, and believing that those goals are valid and true and that you can achieve those. We talk about entrepreneurial success and how you can learn it. Right? You're not born with these skills. People can learn this kind of stuff, and they just have to have an open attitude and take the time to put forward a vision that they want to learn about this. Business planning is also so key. I call it your ocean blueprint. You know, I did a survey before I put my company together, and 9 out of 10 home-based travel agents do not have a business plan. And it's sad, because if you don't have a plan, you don't really know where you're going. And if you don't know where you're going, you're never going to end up knowing where you're going to end up. And so you're continually running this rat race, and it's draining, and it's not really productive. And I don't think a lot of people are happy if they don't have those goals in place to determine if you're on the road to success. So that's all about business you. The third pillar is about selling. It's an intense 2 hours, again, two separate hours, but we go into the psychology of the sale, knowing your customer, the sales process, asking, again, your clients, well, why do they do business with you? Asking you, the home-based travel entrepreneur, are you selling or are you telling? And that's a big difference these days, because with the internet and the information knowledge economy that we live in, I think we'll all agree that our clients are sometimes just as smart and educated on certain products that we are. So you really have to be able to sell that product and position it in a certain way. And that's where, you know, having a plan and having a niche and being specialized is so key in today's day of selling travel. The fourth and final pillar, it kind of wraps everything up here, you guys. It's called connecting you. And it's all about focusing in on your team, your power team, asking who loves you, right? Your partnerships, your networks. Hopefully you all have identified preferred relationships and preferred suppliers, that you're not just spreading yourself out so thin with every cruise line and every tour operator. Hopefully you have preferred suppliers and you know why. Three or four things why you deal with them, not just because of commission, but maybe because you have a relationship with that DSM, or you know the director, or you've got a working relationship with the customer service department that promptly answers you and gets back to you in a timely fashion. Accounting is so key these days, that you can get an accounting transaction and process with certain suppliers more than others. These are all reasons why you know, it's so key to have those preferred relationships. A final thing that I talk about in connecting you is work-life balance. How many people are working 8, 10, 12 hours a day and not feeling productive, feeling isolated and disconnected from their significant other or their family? They're just not getting the results that they want. And that's what connecting you is all about. So we talk about how to improve that. So that entire workshop is what I call the four pillars of entrepreneurial success. And that's one of two ways that you can work with me. The second way is a one-to-one personal coaching session. And this is where you, the home-based travel agent, can choose the topic, and it's a much more flexible program. It consists of 3 30-minute personal coaching sessions, and all these sessions are conducted over the telephone, but they're mutually determined. Okay, it's basically spread out over 1 week or 6 weeks. It's your choice. And again, the step two details and instructions are on the sign up section of the website. So that's kind of a long-winded way to say how to work with me and how to get the benefits. I just want to recommend that we've launched over the last 2 weeks, and so many people have actually decided to take the group coaching seminar and then combine it with the one-to-one personal coaching session and really get best of both worlds.
No, that sounds great. It sounds well thought out, well planned. You know, and Corey, it really just sounds like all the things from your past have been built up for you to be able to do this, which is pretty remarkable.
It's funny you say that, Lorraine, because I really feel that it's all come together. My mom and dad, again, are still in travel, but I just am fascinated about how my mom still continues to do it. She turned 65 years old last year, and I have to say that she's had her best year in travel. In 41 years of travel, she did over $900,000 in sales by herself. And so I'm just so proud of her to be able to do this, you know, at 65 and go at the pace that she does. And I've learned so much from her. I've learned so many things from my other inner circle, the experience that I've had with the cruise lines, my degree in sociology. You know, it's all come together. I just actually finished a mini MBA course where I've written my own business plan. And so now I personally also have a 55-page business plan that I've been able to implement and launch my own company. So really, I'm walking the talk here. I'm not going to ask any client, any home-based travel entrepreneur to do anything that I haven't personally done myself. And again, I just have to stress the importance of a business plan. And I've put together for OSSN members, and I know there's a bunch of you out there, this business plan that's available to download off of the OSSN portal. And it's just an amazing resource that you can start your planning process. If you're not an OSSN member, talk to me, and we can construct and tailor-make your own business plan that reflects your business, your strategy, your niche, your specialty, and then complements your online. If you have an online marketing presence, if you don't, we can work on that. But more specifically, the offline, the marketing that you're doing right now, because Lorraine, I think you're the first one to admit that technology is great, but it's not everything. And you know, it when it works, it's fantastic, and it enhances what you do. But there's so much of essence of business that is required before you decide to have an online strategy. And you know, and that's where we can help help a lot of home-based entrepreneurs just get focused and get started. You know, that a lot of people just I found in the last 3 or 4 years working directly with the home-based entrepreneur that there's so many things to keep up with, not to mention technology and product knowledge and change in a general economy. But it's just taking that attitude that, you know, you can make a difference in your own world by just taking it day by day.
Absolutely. All right, yeah. Barry, I know you're sitting there quietly in the background with questions.
Well, yeah, I was curious, how many people, and maybe you said this and I didn't hear it, but how many people do you have on a coaching session in your webinar typically?
Well, because we're just starting, Barry, we're just launching this week, so we can. I'm planning to facilitate up to 30 on a call.
Okay.
That's the technology that can hold number of people in a group. So that's the largest that it'll ever get. I've come out based on the advertising and the response to some of the webinars and the advertising in the marketplace right now with some more options on how to work with me. And more specifically, they're on the website right now, but we're starting February 23rd on a group environment on the Four Pillars workshop. And we're offering two times on that date. So we're coming to the marketplace at a 9 a.m. and a 12 p.m. or a 3 p.m. and a 6 p.m. starting on February 23rd. And then we'll be adding group workshops 3 and 4 after the Chicago Home-Based Trade Show in March. So I know a lot of people will be attending that trade show, so I didn't want to start anything too soon. And so we'll be starting group 3 and 4 March 17th, and that'll go right into April 9th. Now, that's the four-week program. That's step one. Step two is, again, it's just a one-to-one personal coaching where the home-based travel entrepreneur chooses the topic, they choose the start date, and it's a very flexible program that consists of the three 30-minute coaching sessions.
Now, you had two different time pairs that you were conducting your webinars at. Is one based for people in the Pacific time zone and another based for people in the Eastern time zone?
You know what? It's intended to be as kind of flexible like that. We've had some interest in more of an evening time and a morning time and a mid-afternoon time. And so we've tried to accommodate to the best of our ability those time frames. So yeah, it's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and then 12 o'clock Eastern, or we start again at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and then going into 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Good. So, good.
Yeah, just trying to, again, be as flexible as we can at the beginning of launching this idea.
Yeah, I know. Now, a lot of webinars and things that I'm interested in don't really accommodate someone that has a day job, particularly a day job in the Eastern time zone. You know, and it's good you're having that flexibility because, you know, I know a lot of home-based agents are moms, stay-at-home moms that are working a business and taking care of kids at the same time, or people that have a day job or at least a part-time day job and then working a travel business later in the day. So that's helpful.
Yeah, it's key. I know just working in this channel for, again, the last 3 or 4 years that there's just so many different lifestyles that, you know, are coming into the travel industry. And I think that that the flexibility is key for any travel supplier to accommodate and to support this home-based entrepreneur.
Yes.
Well, this has been wonderful, and, you know, I am sending you so much good thought to be successful, Rana, because the way you're talking about it sounds good, the idea is good, it's supporting one another, it's being able to have the personalization and, you know, having you either work with people at a group level or on a one-to-one basis, which I think is a wonderful option, and what you had also mentioned is, you know, there's a portion where you can put them together, which I think really would be optimal for people if they can work that into their schedules. Could you give us your web address and contact information again? And I know Barry will put it up in the show notes to be able to help support you, but to be able to have you say it at least one more time would be wonderful.
Sure, Lorraine. Again, it's just such a pleasure to be here with you guys. I appreciate the support. Your membership is exposed to so many different experts in the industry. I was on your website recently and just amazed at how many people you've been able to bring together and share this information, because again, we're in this knowledge economy, and this is how I think everybody will succeed in the future, is by spreading the love of information and sharing and moving forward collectively, because there's more business than we all really realize, and I think the more that we collectively help each other out, the better off we will be. With that said, I'm also offering you and your members here on the online, I guess we could say, is a special introductory offer working with me, and I want to offer them step one and or step two, the offer of $150 savings. So regularly, my retail rate is $549 of working with me over 8.5 hours on the step one, the four pillars of entrepreneurial success. I want to be able to offer your members today a price of $399. And this is available off of my website as far as the special introductory offer. So everybody just has to log in and go to that sign-up page. If you want to work with me on a one-to-one personal coaching level, regularly it's coming in at $299, but I want to be able to offer you guys, again, another $150 savings. So that one-to-one personal coaching session is only coming in at $149, or you can put the two of them together for and sign up for both steps, steps one and two, for, you know, only $548. It's the regular retail price of just step one. So anyway, you can get all of that information off of brandyoucoaching.com. So that's www.brandyou, that's the capital U, coaching.com. You can check out those a little bit more information, or email me directly at info@brandyoucoaching.com.
Thank you so much again. This has been wonderful. And again, I'm glad we're able to stay in touch, and the fact that, you know, through the evolution of change of your career, this is really helping you become the person that you're supposed to be. And I think that's absolutely phenomenal in this day and age where things are changing and so many people see things as doors closing, and you've been able to take a situation and make it something you can do. Oh, now I'm released. Now I can go and do what I really need to do. And I really want to commend you on the ability to do that with such positive direction.
Well, thank you. It's been a fantastic blessing in disguise, if you will. And I feel the same way. I think if you look at the website and you'll see the serene feeling and the setting of that little island and ocean in the middle of nowhere, I think it conveys that sense that, you know, we're not alone, that there is help, there is opportunities to grow and opportunities to absorb and implement ideas that have been implemented before in the marketplace, and especially working from home now. You know, it's so affordable. Coaching can be a business expense. It's also peace of mind. It's clarity. It's happiness. You know, and most of all, you get to work with me and have some fun. So that's the way I'm going to try to position it.
There you go. That's the best part. You get to work with Corey.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, and maybe we'll try to have you back on in about 6 months, maybe towards the middle of the year, or maybe fall. We can see how it's progressed, and you can give us an update. I've actually, just so you know, Corey, had a couple of our listeners, after they had heard your show, ask where you were. Just so you know, you've touched a lot of people out there, and people know that you have been one of our podcasts in the past, so they contacted me. And actually, because I come from an industry where confidentiality is a really big issue, I just refer them to your Facebook. Well, you know, if you're on Facebook, you might just try to find out what's going on in his life. Ooh, thanks.
Yeah, right.
Just so you know that you have touched people, and they really do care. And I know that the people asking are regular listeners to the show, and they'll be excited to have you on.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely. Barry, our listeners want to reach you. What's a good email address for you?
Well, the best one is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen, where can they find your sharp tongue at?
My sharp tongue can be located at my Mac address, which is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued@mac.com. Again, thank you again, Corey. It's great to have you back on the show, and I know I speak for not only myself but for Barry also, that we really wish you the best of success on this whole entrepreneur project you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be on. Like I said, I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to speaking with you guys in 6 months or less, and getting an update and working together in the near future.
You bet. Thanks, Corey. Well, hey, Corey, it's great to have you on the show once again, and hopefully we'll get you back here in the near future and talk about the business some more. And I certainly wish you the best of success. It sounds like a great service and a great program for travel agents to give a jump start to their business. So with that, I also want to thank Laureen for doing a great job of getting people on the show to do the interviews. She's just a real go-getter. She's out there talking to people all the time and persuades them to come on the show, and it's great. And so we have to give a lot of credit to Laureen. Well, once again, we're going long tonight. No travel news on this particular show. And what I want to do is go ahead and wrap it up from here. And I want to wish everybody safe travels if you're out traveling. Also, I want to wish you the best of health. And as we come into spring, you know, really enjoy that. It's being here in Michigan, we're having another pretty good bout of snow right now. And just can't wait for that springtime to come. But anyhow, if you're in that situation, happy spring coming up. If you got spring fever like I do, well, hopefully it goes away with a good touch of spring. Anyhow, take care, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Bye-bye now.
We're going to do a brand new arrangement of a song you might have heard a few years ago by Long John Baldry. Had a great influence on my life. But we'd like to sing a song that we'd like to send out to Long John. Song about my favorite city. Midnight in New Orleans. I hitched a ride from Memphis.
I couldn't find those Beale Street boys. Well, I moved to Chicago. They got lost in the American dream. See midnight in New Orleans, just another broken down thing. Take a walk down Bella Street. Hookers and hustlers strutting their heat. Called it the drag, but it's new to land. Everybody looking for something to kill the pain. Midnight in New Orleans, full moon rising over the sea. Midnight in New Orleans, just another broken down dream. Easy blues coming down on me. That ain't the way it was supposed to be. I went looking for my soul and I found the broken heart. Send for the doctor, I need a new start. In the wee hour, I'm talking about between midnight and the
that's when I go out to play.